Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Jeff Buchanan and the Morning Zoo, 98.5 KLUC.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's challenge. Yeah.
All right, David, the show killer. Who's going to win today? Because Spence, here's the deal. Spence is very excited after the show today. We're talking to TJ Miller,
nice,
from Silicon Valley.
Yes.
A number of other things. Spence is a huge fan. So he's been focusing on that and not on Spence's challenge.
Oh.
And he did not wake up until 5:20 this morning.
True.
So today could be the day that you win all the money. So who is on the phone, please?
We have Sierra Lovato from Henderson.
Hello, Sierra. And how many people per day ask you if you're related to Demi?
I don't even know.
It's too many. It's probably more than you could ever think to count.
Pretty much.
Five questions, 30 seconds, pop culture. Rip from the headlines. We don't say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
You going to Cooter today?
Not today.
Not today. Not you. There's too much cash. And Spence is ripe for the picking.
Yep.
So let's get it. 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. You ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Which hip-hop legend has changed the way they spell their name again, this time restoring the hyphen and spelling their name in all capital letters?
Diddy?
Talks to revive Tim Allen's show Last Man Standing and Broken Down with which network?
ABC.
A potential bidding war is brewing between Fox and NBC for the services of which NASCAR driver?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Three produce company workers were arrested last Wednesday for stealing about 300 grand worth of which delicious fruit?
Bananas.
Oddly, over the weekend, it came out that Seth Rogen had been blocked on Twitter by whom? We'll give you 3 seconds.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's challenge, yeah.
Well, a fabulous triple cooter today has let him wriggle off the hook.
No, just a double cooter.
Double cooter, my bad. Double cooter, but no right answers. You'll need one to keep the cache.
Okay.
Safe. Same five questions, same 30 seconds. These might be a little more challenging than I thought. Time will start as soon as I can get 30 seconds on the clock. There we go. Which hip-hop legend has changed the way they spell their name again, this time restoring the hyphen and spelling it in all capital letters?
Jay-Z.
Talks to revive Tim Allen's show Last Man Standing and Broken Down with which network?
CMT.
A potential bidding war is brewing between Fox and NBC for the services of which NASCAR driver?
It's got to be... Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Three produce company workers were arrested last Wednesday for stealing about 300 grand worth of what delicious fruit?
Oh, the kiwi. It's got to be the kiwi.
Oddly, over the weekend, it came out that Seth Rogen had been blocked on Twitter by whom?
Ha, Rob Schneider.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's challenge, yeah.
Well, let's see how we did here, then. Spence just needed one. Which hip-hop legend has changed the way they spell their name again, this time restoring the hyphen and spelling their name in all capital letters? Sierra said...
P. Diddy.
Spence said...
Jay-Z.
Yes, Jay-Z.
Booyakasha.
Here's what's funny. I didn't even know he changed it before.
I didn't know either.
Apparently, he took out the hyphen, and then J was J-A-Y, capital J, lowercase a-y, and then the Z capitalized.
Yeah.
Now it's all capitalized.
Huh.
And the hyphen is back.
Thank God.
Who knew?
I missed the hyphen.
Beyonce's next.
Talks to revive Tim Allen's show Last Man Standing and Broken Down with which network, Sierra said?
ABC.
It's who he used to be with. They don't care about it anymore.
No.
Spence said?
CMT.
CMT is correct.
Booyah! Booyah!
They say it's too expensive.
Yeah.
Tim wants a lot of money.
Yeah.
A potential bidding war is brewing between Fox and NBC for the services of which NASCAR driver? Sierra said the famous NASCAR driver?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Jim Bob Cooter. Yeah. Sounds like it, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Spence said...
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Yeah, Jr. They want to have him. There's no room for him anywhere, but they want to have him, but...
Booyah! Booyah! Booyah!
Fox doesn't have any room. NBC might. Three produce company workers were arrested last Wednesday for stealing around $300,000 of which fruit? Which delicious fruit?
Yeah.
Sierra said.
Bananas.
Spence said.
The kiwi.
They're calling it Grand Theft Avocado. Grand Theft Avocado.
The fruit threw me off. I know it's a fruit, but instead, I don't consider
instead
it
instead of Grand Theft
Avocado.
Auto,
yeah.
It's Grand Theft.
There was a good one.
They're worth a lot of money right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so they got, on the black market, they were able to sell them for like $7-8.
Wow.
You go to the farmer's market, buy our house, they had giant avocado. I started thinking, I'll bet this dude, because he only had like 15, 20 of them, I'll bet he went and shook down a tree and then brought them to Las Vegas. Yeah. Sold them $8 a piece.
Oh, probably.
Fantastic, though. Uh-huh. Oddly, over the weekend, it came out that Seth Rogen had been blocked on Twitter by whom? Sierra said?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Ah, Jim Bob.
Probably.
Vindictive man.
Well, probably.
Right there. Yeah.
Spence said
Rob Schneider.
Yeah, I think Schneider didn't know the difference between hide and block, but Schneider is very conservative.
Right.
And Rogan is very not. So you know, like a lot of us, he probably just went, I don't need to see this junk right now.
Yeah.
You know, that's
and Schneider got just fricasseed by every comedian for doing it.
Yeah, because you don't block a guy.
You can't do that.
Block. For some one and then two. Did you get them all? No, you got four of them.
Yeah.
One, two, and three, and four.
Spence's Challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
Sierra, not your best look.
So you get nothing.
You get nothing.
You lose. Good day, sir.
Sierra.
Yeah.
You have been dismissed.
One, two, three.
Bye, babe. Bye.
Wow, and just hung
bye,
up.
Bye, Sierra.
Bye, just hung up. It's hot today. Everybody's cranky.
It's
already, you know. It's already like 90 some odd degrees. People just, they're just mad. Dang it. What did I forget to tell you again? We had so much going on.
I know.
We had so much going on. I forgot
to
say
huge.
Tickets for the weekend. Starboy World Tour. October 14th at T-Mobile Arena. That's what's up for grabs, and we'll get to that.
Awesome.
Dude, by the way, just on that tip, Selena Gomez has been going to, like, all of his shows. How cool would it be if she, like, came to one of his shows?
They'll be broke up by October.
You think? Oh, I hope not. I love them together.
I don't know. I get the idea that male pops are, you know why she goes to all the shows?
Why?
She don't want to lose what she got.
Yeah.
male pop stars are like NBA players. You know what I mean? That's how
why
I would
a smart
be.
Woman. All right.
That's what I guess. All right, so we'll throw another $25 into the Terrible Herb Spence's Challenge jackpot. The double math major from Florida State University, the head of mathematics and finance for Chet Buchanan in the Morning Zoo. What's the new total?
$223 if you can tie him. $1,000 bonus if you can beat him.
Beautiful. And once again, a win for Spence, a win for America.
God bless America.
Win for Spence, win for P1s everywhere.
Hey there, everybody at South Craig and Alexander Park. Thanks for listening.
Chet Buchanan in the Morning Zoo, 98.5 KLUC.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.